HD Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Agricultural reforms. When they came out, again, there was debate about it. But by and large, I think the reception was positive. Because Indian agriculture is one of those areas which has needed reform for a long period of time. But the scale of protests, have they come as a surprise to you?
Well, one thing is clear. Under Prime Minister Modi, a lot of homework happens much before anything is taken as a final call. Consultations happen, consultations at various levels happen. I know the ministry, Agriculture Ministry and Farmers Welfare have gone through the process of talking to a lot of stakeholders, and only after that. And after all, these are things which have been in the discussion for a very long time. Political parties had put all these things in their election manifesto. Every party, in fact, had spoken about it. Maybe if you leave aside one or two which had questions about it, parties which are probably largely not in a big way represented in the Lok Sabha. But however, national parties, state level parties have all mentioned it at different times that these are reforms which are long awaited. Many parliamentary committees have also discussed some aspects. One has discussed on some and some others have discussed on some others. So it's not something which was just done in a jiffy. They've gone through the grind for quite some time. And well, if there are farmers who have some doubts and who would want to speak about it, I'm glad Agriculture Minister is sitting and engaging in meaningful conversation with them with an open mind. I'm sure something will come out of it.
There has been a strong demand from the farmers' side on writing MSP into a law. And from the economic point of view, the perils are very clear to some of us. It's potentially inflationary. Do you think that is an option that is off the table, or do you think the government could even consider doing that?
The negotiations are going on, so I'm not sure it will be good for me to comment on it at all, because MSP is something which, one thing for sure, between 2014 and 20, compared to a similar number of years previously, we have proven that we take MSP seriously. We procure under MSP much more than what the earlier governments have done. We've allotted and also directly given the farmers a lot more money under MSP than what was done before. Paddy or wheat, remember the speech which Prime Minister gave launching some of the infrastructure projects in his constituency in Kashi, only last week, I think, elaborates on how MSP has been used by this government to the benefit of the farmers. More money, more crop being procured only proves the intention of this government has been that MSP continues, APMCs continue. So doubts on those score need not be there.
One of the concerns that I think farmers have is from increasing corporate involvement. I personally think there is a lot of distrust that they have. How do you reconcile the roles of the state and the role of the market in agriculture? I think there's a fundamental problem that needs to be addressed there.
A fundamental problem, if you were to look at it as the government should not be addressing it at all. But it is not a problem if you say government has to address issues related to very small holding farmers who will have to have the negotiating strength, and therefore the MSP comes up as a big support for them. They are at least sure that somewhere, someplace, they can at least sell their product for a certain minimum price. And that minimum support price is not decided by the whims and fancies of anybody. There is a committee on agriculture costs and prices. They, taking the feedback from the ground, then decide on the costing, and then figures are arrived at. So I think there is no elementary contradiction between the corporate and the private, I mean, and the government intervention here. But the government intervention is so very important only to give that assurance for small farmers who will otherwise not have a buyer.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.